Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother, Yehoshua Baka Ben Levi Ben Israel. Here to talk more about Jeremiah 51. But first, let me give thanks and praise to the Creator, the divine intellect of this universe, the one who gives life to every being on the planet and the universe. I want to thank him and praise his holy name by saying Todah, Yehoah, Hallelujah. Okay. So, I hope that this lesson reaches the ears and the minds of the people who is somewhat confused about the time that we're living in. We're living in a time of great wickedness, and we're living in a time of the end. An end to the power of modern day Babylon. I hope by now we have a clear understanding of where we are. Is it America? Is the Most High referring to America in the scriptures as Babylon in some cases? After what I read and studied, I have to say yes. Of course, there's going to be some people who don't believe or acknowledge it, but this is the truth. On such a scale of the things, the atrocities that America has done to the people of the scriptures, the Most High's people, how could they be totally left out of the scriptures? This is a slavery that no other people on the earth ever had to endure. We're talking about physical and spiritual slavery. 400 years. And there's no mention of the country that is behind this anywhere in the scriptures. Yes, there has to be, right? And we found it. Jeremiah 51 tells what he's going to do. We left off at verse 46, so verse 47 is next. And everything fits. Everything is becoming more clear and more established. And I have to say it's becoming more established because we're looking at the Hebrew words. We're looking at the root of these words to bring more clarity. Okay, so Jeremiah 51, verse 47, hallelujah. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Okay? Most High says, therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And, of course, from what I see, the most important word so far in this verse is the word judgment. So let's get a more clear picture of this word judgment. And I have to say that this word judgment is spelled a couple different ways, maybe even a few. So let me bring that up. Let me see how many different spellings of this word judgment there is. Judgment. Let's take that out. That don't sound right either. Oh, it is in there. Okay. All right. Give me just a sec. Yeah, that's okay. judgment occurs 294 times in 285 verses. There's one. There's two. Let's see, is that right? Okay, let's see. Looks like there's three on the first page alone. Okay, so let's just go back to what our word is. Spelled the pay, the kuf, and the dalet. And it means to number. Now this is the translation count. And again, which means how many different English words you're going to see for this Hebrew word. So the first one is number, visit, punish, appoint, commit, miss, set, charge, governor, lack, oversight, officers, counted, empty, ruler, overseer, and of course, judgment. Okay, so it says, to attend to, muster, number, reckon, visit, punish, appoint, look after, care for, to pay attention to, observe. So it sounds like the Most High is going to have his magnifying glass on this country. Okay, to seek in vain, need, miss, lack, to visit upon, punish, to pass and review, muster, number, to appoint, assign, lay upon as a charge, deposit, to be sought, be needed, be missed, be lacking, to be visited, to be appointed, to be watched over, to muster up, and there's some pretty damning definitions, right? To attend to visit. You know, there's only a couple different times the Most High actually visit someone, right? And if you made him mad enough for him to want to visit you, you're in trouble. If you've done something right, like with the righteousness of Abraham, to come visit you, then everything's all good, right? But when we look at this country and the wickedness in it, we have to say it's only for bad, right? And we see that in the lexicon part of this definition. It says to strike upon or against any person or thing, right? It says in a good sense to go to any person or thing to visit. But like I said, in a bad sense, it's not going to be good. Let's see what else we see. Inspect, for the sake of inspecting, reviewing. Hence, to review, to number a people, an army. So, he's going to inspect their dealings with us, his children, his witnesses. Let's take it far as, you know, let's personalize the Most High and say, hey, he comes down and says, have you been treated here? Oh, Most High, we've been treated very bad. They've been killing us and hanging us and burning us and cutting off body parts and feeding our children to alligators. Oh, they have. You see what I'm getting at? this is not going to be a pretty visit. It's going to be devastating. And that's why the verse reads as it does. Right? The latter part of the verse. It says, he will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. They done this in the name of Christ. Christ compelled them to do it. The Catholic Church at the time, the Pope, he gave them permission to do it. That's what the history says. So, it's like they said, we came over on a good ship, Jesus. So he's going to judge their graven images, which is Jesus, and he's going to visit them, right? It's just like in Egypt, when he visited the deities of Egypt. Excuse me. He visited them. And let's finish the verse. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. You see that? Confounded. So when he judged them, and they calling on their Savior, and he doesn't answer them, they're all going to be confused. Why not? We thought you were real. They're going to find out that he's not. That's where the confusion comes in. Because they've been using this deity for so long. Claim they pray to him and get their prayers answered. And everything like that. It's not going to work this time. Why? Because he don't exist. Or if he did exist, he's definitely not the Son of the Most High. We are. We are his sons and daughters. Okay? All right, so we're his sons and daughters. And they're going to be confounded as to why they are not being saved. Isn't that something? They're going to think that the devil is doing certain things when it's really going to be the Most High judging them. I'm very congested today. So we'll try to get this done quickly. The next word here is confounded. We know this deals with confusion, right? Let's see. What does this word mean? Ashamed, confounded, shame, confusion, delay, dry, long, shamed. So they're going to be ashamed that they even believed in a being like this. They took a human being and deified him. They said he was the Most High. They said he is their Savior. When there's only one. There's only one Savior in this universe that can help us. And that is the Most High. The Most High Yah. Okay, so they're going to be put to shame, be ashamed, be disconcerted, and be disappointed that they're not getting help and saved by their Savior. Right? It says, a primitive root properly to pale, by implication to be ashamed. Right? They're all going to be pale. The blood's going to leave their face. And they're going to be looking like, what in the hell is going on? Rise up, Jesus. Right? And when he don't, and they find out that he is not real, he can't save them, they're going to be extremely disappointed. To be ashamed, to be astonished, confounded, to put to silence. You hear that? They're going to be so in awe that they're going to be put to silence because this deity that they've been calling on for all these years, these hundreds of years, won't be able to help them. Okay, it says, the origin should not apparently be sought in the idea of blushing, but rather in that of paleness and terror. You see that? Terror. They're going to be terrified. To fail in hope and expectation, which is joined with shame and blushing. It is applied to enemies and wicked men put to flight after their endeavors are frustrated. To men overwhelmed with unexpected calamity. To a husbandman deprived of hope of harvest. You see that? So, when he goes to war with their top deity, and he don't rise up and save them, they're going to be very disappointed. They're going to be confused because they believed in this deity their whole life, and probably their father and their mother, and their grandparents, their great-grandparents. Just call on him, right? We know how it is these days with their savior, and there he's not going to be there to help. And it says images, so there's more. You know, the Muslim deity that's in this country, and the Buddhist, and any other you could think of. There's not going to be any help. Let's see. Technical difficulties. Okay. Hopefully that did it. Once again, it says, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. That don't sound good, right? It sounds like the judgment is going to be harsh. People are going to be dying. And that word midst means everybody with, you know, the people that's within the borders that's calling on this graven image. So there's not going to be any escape for those who believe in him. And when they're not saved, people are going to say, you know, they're not going to believe it. They're going to be confounded, going to be ashamed. And if you think the attack on the World Trade Center, 9/11 was bad, and people were losing their minds then, or the economy collapsing, and certain millionaires and billionaires were killing themselves because they lost all their money. What do you think things going to be like when he judged their graven images? When we're talking about not just a building being attacked, but this whole country of believers and their graven images. It's going to be bad, right? To get more confirmation, let's look at the word midst. The word midst deals with within, therein, and through. It don't mean he's going to gather everybody in the most centralized part of this country and destroy the graven images there. It means everything within the borders, right? Yeah, So, once again, the truth comes out. You know, we are the children of Israel. We are the people who have been enslaved physically and mentally and endured this chattel slavery. And the Most High in His righteousness and mercy said we will never come to an end. It might seem that way. Why does it seem like they've been prosperous with other nations and destroying them? But they can't destroy us. Because that's the word of the Most High. He will not allow us to be destroyed. Right? Okay, so I think that's a good place to stop. And reflect on that. Until next time, I love you very much. So does the Most High. May He bless thee and keep thee, and make His face shine upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah.